It is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton, joined by Neil Jones and Neil Atkinson to reflect on Jürgen's pre-Arsenal press conference. The big one, as it's been titled by, Mr. Atkinson opposite me. Fairly good one this week.
I thought he was buzzing from minute one. I thought he was made up to be there in a way that sometimes it comes across a bit like it's a little bit of a chore. It's all obviously easier after you've just scored five goals at home. And it's all obviously easier when you've got a top-of-the-table clash. If it was Liverpool versus Arsenal and Liverpool were in seventh and Arsenal were top, then I think you'd probably get a different tone out of him. But as it is, you know, it's a great week to do his job, I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure he'd like a bit more time to work with them because he is him, after all, and he will relentlessly make the points that he makes. But I think he's ultimately, you know, I think all season really that's come through, but I think especially on days like today where I just think he looks and sounds like, yeah, this is great, this is what, you know, this is perhaps even more than I hoped for. I've got all these lads to work with. I can't wait for it. He loves the occasion. I think there's a little thing where, I think it's even in the nonsense midweek when he's getting grumped, the thing about the crowd stuff. I think part of his frustration is, he thinks midweek, and he's right, we're playing great football here, so you should all be into the fact that we're playing great football. Like, I think he's a Liverpool man. He is the Liverpool manager. He wants Liverpool to win. But he sees himself, I think, a bit of a purveyor of football. I'm putting this on for you. Look at this. Look at what we've managed to do. We don't just do this from nowhere. We've worked at this. Look at this. And I think that, you know, why he gets a bit grumpy at times if a game goes a certain way is if the team can't show the best of itself. And then when he feels as though they have, he's absolutely delighted. And when he thinks there's my point here is I think he's a bit of a showman. And I think he feels with the weekend coming, there's an opportunity to really be on show. And that's when I think he's at his best, because I think he loves it. I think he genuinely he wants his football teams to be playing at the in the biggest occasions, the most watched matches all over the world. That's what he wants for his football teams.
If he was a restaurant then, since it's topical, would he be more Hawksmoor or more Roski?
I think he'd be more. He'd be. You see, I think this is a difficult comparison for him. I think he'd be more edging towards the fun stuff. So I think he'd be a bit more Roski. But even though Hawksmoor is deemed price point is a little lower, I think he'd be a bit more. Yeah, come on, let's enjoy this, because I think that's what he thinks. I think he thinks you've got to enjoy this, and I think that's one of his frustrations genuinely from Wednesday. Is he doesn't quite understand why the people behind him aren't enjoying it as much as they should be.
Guardiola's very much more Hall. Anyway, on Arsenal.